Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Clapping like that, Judith Day. Quick clapping, lots say, lots get on with.
We have.
You are back in Blighty.
The holiday has disappeared
over,
in a nanosecond.
As soon as you touch down was it Stansted or Luton? Luton Airport?
Luton, I think, but it might as well have been. Yeah.
It could have been anywhere. Yeah. You just
it
home.
Was cold.
Shit.
It's gone, isn't it? It's just gone.
Suitcase full of soiled clothing.
What about soiled?
Soiled.
Jenny?
It was soiled, Judith. All holiday clothing is a bit soiled. Did you have sand in your suitcase? I quite like it when you get sand in your suitcase.
No, but sometimes they... Yes, I know what you mean. The smell of the sea
Is
kind of among it. It's amidst it, sort of, yes. You've booked a holiday! Hurrah, hurrah!
Fucking hell, I know.
Finally.
Long enough. Do you know, it's like a... It's a slight phobia. And I know that everybody these days claims to anything that you can't do. You just go, oh, I'm phobic. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's kind of, you know, 21st century speak. If you're a bit anxious about certain things, oh, I'm phobic. I'm not really phobic. I'm just a bit wet. I've decided that I am incredible. Well, look at me. I've decided I'm very indecisive. And I'm also incredibly mean. I have a bit of my brain that is forever in 1976, 1978, and I expect a holiday to cost about £238.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, so, I do. I know. They're thousands.
What have you booked? Well,
come on.
I said to Jeff, what would you really like to do? You know, short break. I was thinking...
Dangerous, right?
Well, I know, but I've decided to be nice. I was doing... You know, when you sometimes try and be agreeable and then it all backfires.
Yes.
So you said, do you know what I'd really like to do? Oh, fucking hell. Well, the thing with Jeff, I can relax because I know he's not going to say, I'd like to walk... The, you know, some ridiculous, you know, that pilgrimage fucking thing or whatever.
Oh, yes, Elliot, lots of Campanile function.
Yeah, the Campanile way or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
I sort of can trust him. The only thing I know he's never going to say is, I think we should cash in all our savings and go to Japan, which is I'd quite like him to do. He's never going to do that either because he's scared of raw fish. He said, I'd like to do the Glacier Express.
Oh, very specific.
I have a horrible feeling he might have been watching one of those rather odd programmes. I don't know whether it was one with Portillo. I hope not. But he might have been watching a great train journeys of the world.
I think you might be right.
I think he's got influence. Afternoon television is a very dangerous thing for a man of a certain age.
Suggestible.
If he's not watching Drew or Bangers and Cash, does Mike do Bangers and Cash?
No, he doesn't. No, he's not that sort of bloke, really. In fact, I've never really, oh, he's sport.
Oh,
you know,
sports.
you either have one that's into banging all that stuff or sport.
Yeah.
Unlucky
reclamation
if you've got
and old cars is Jeff and the odd train journey. So anyway,
okay.
I just looked up the Glacier Express. I thought, well, that's quite, you know, I do like a view, Judith.
Yes.
Views are, you know, if someone can promise me a view and a moving view, so an ever-changing view. So I went on Twitter, I said, can anybody recommend a travel company that deals with the Glacier Express?
Ooh.
And of course, a lot of people, because you know what Twitter's like, why did you do yourself? Why did you do yourself? I did this, I did that. But a few sensible, helpful people mentioned the same travel company. And once you get two or three mentions of the same thing, you go, right, going to check this lot out.
Okay.
Marvellous Escapes. Marvellous Escapes. They don't have a Twitter address. They're on Facebook and online.
Okay.
And anyway, I left a message. I think I phoned and left a message.
Old school.
Old school, yeah, yeah. But this is what I like. And then next thing I knew, this fellow was phoning me back and he said, would you like a proper chat about this?
A
and,
chat? You know, not even, yeah, here's the link.
No, no links ever. His name was Paul. And he said, what about 4 o'clock this afternoon? And I thought, well, yes, Paul.
Jenny.
I should be back by then because Jeff and I have been out. We do cultural things on a Friday. I thought we will have had enough.
Oh, we've got a routine, didn't we? Realise you were like that. Oh.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay. Not, you know, not heavily routined. But so I got home at 4. Paul phoned me directly and we had a chat. He said, ballpark figure. I said something, he went, he swallowed hard when I mentioned how much, because I said
250 quid.
Yeah. No more, Paul. All right, don't go mad. So he has, he's got an itinerary and everything. I mean, it's more than I want to pay, but everything's more than I want to pay.
Yeah.
And it includes, right, I mean, it's a bit of a mad one, really, because, I mean, we spend most of our time travelling. You know, I don't think we're going to set foot on terra firma. We fly to Zurich. We have an afternoon in Zurich. There is an art gallery. Next day, we get a train from Zurich to Zermatt. I have heard of Zermatt.
Yes.
Zermatt.
Yes, I've been there.
We have another night in Zermatt, I think. I'm not too sure. Or do we get on the Glacier Express there? I don't know. And we Glacier Express it. And this is where I've gone mad, Judith.
Go
you
on.
Know how mean I am. But I've gone first class. On the special train. Apparently, there's a normal train that follows in the same track. And people say, you might as well just get that one. Why don't you just get that one?
Sit on the right side and you'll see as much.
Yeah. But Jeff and I, we've got just seats facing each other so we can swap around.
Yes.
And it's in a fully transparent pod.
Jenny.
It's a panoramic.
Are you serious?
It's panoramic, Judith.
Oh, God, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah. But we're going in April, which means the weather.
Might be a bit changeable, mightn't it?
There could be a mountain fog.
It'll still be beautiful. I'm
if it's
loving.
Pissing down, I won't see anything, will I? If it's not pissing down. But it is 8.5 hours. You've got to have a window. Yeah.
Oh, come on. You'll see loads in 8.5 hours. I think I've done a bit of this journey when I did a bit of travel writing. And I think we went to St. Moritz. Do you go to St. Moritz?
That's where we're going, yes. St. Moritz.
Yes. Oh, it's very, very lovely.
We have a night in St. Moritz and then we catch the train back to... Yes. And the hotels, I've gone mean on the hotels because, you know, Switzerland's a bit mental, isn't it? I looked at a menu in one of the hotels and, you know, every main is 50. It's not pounds or euros. It's francs, isn't it? Swiss francs.
Oh, is that right? I've forgotten that.
Funny money, Judith.
Oh, yeah. Funny money. That's a bit confused. Oh, you could go horribly wrong there.
You could go so wrong.
You're not wrong.
Because you just know Switzerland. I've only really been once before.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's a little bit. I mean, I'm not a chalet girl. I don't really like chalets.
Why not?
I think they're a bit silly.
Well, sometimes you say some perverse things, Jenny.
I know.
You really do. But going back, so you go in April, I've got a fit. Edelweiss, there might be spring flowers.
I will sing in our transparent pod.
Oh, my God, don't do that, Jenny. You'll get chucked
if
off.
There
don't
is
even
Edelweiss,
fucking think about it.
I will be singing Edelweiss.
I love that song.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, okay,
and Jeff is going to wear his...
Lederhosen? Is he taking Lederhosen?
Yeah, we're both going in Lederhosen.
You've got to buy a dirndl.
I like it. A dirndl. Yes. So... that is very, very exciting. It's only 3 nights.
It's lovely, though. You'll see a lot. You'll cover
but
a lot.
But it's like a destination holiday,
it is.
Isn't it?
No, I'm loving it. It's quite Agatha Christie.
We come back and say things like, well, we just did the Glacier Express. Have you heard of the Glacier Express? Yes, Zurich's Zermatt and then Sommeritz. Yes, Sommeritz. And that hotel's got a pool.
Oh, has it? I wonder if it's an outdoor heated one.
Oh, no, I don't
bet
think it's that
it
good.
Is.
No, it isn't, Judith.
I bet you it is.
I guarantee that no. I've looked at the hotel. Oh, they all look like hostels, really, but, you know.
Oh, no, it'll be... They'll all be lovely. I remember there's a very, very, very posh hotel, OK, in St Moritz, where, you know, sort of billionaires in the past sort of lived, you know. I remember we went on a tour of it, didn't stay there. And there's a particular bar, OK, mm-hmm. and I think, you know, it might be worth mentioning to Paul... Oh. Where the kind of bobsleigh thing started, because I think they started in St Moritz, okay? I know this might be a little bit, don't go all on me.
No, I'm not going to, because I think this might have been covered, this topic might have been covered on, you know that programme that Giles Corran used to do with Monica Gullati?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure
yes.
they might have gone to this very hotel.
I think you might be right. I think you
I
might
think have... I might be... Oh, fucking hell, Judith, I think I might be right.
I think you might have to write that down. I should go on your... It's the most beautiful kind of cocktail, lunchy, sort of Tyrolean-y Swiss thing. But it's
we're not
got
in
them...
St Moritz for very long. I think that... I don't think we can afford to be in St Moritz for very long. But anyway, that's... We mustn't bang on about...
Oh, no, I think you'll have a lovely time.
Yes. I you know, it's been a while. So, you know, we've got to have one to every three of yours at least.
Oh, stop it. All right. You'll love it. So I think that's really a really, really good move.
Even my sister's relieved. You know, I said, yeah, we've booked a holiday. She said, oh, thank God for that.
You might have to bring me a Toblerone. I love a Toblerone.
Oh, no, I'll get you something posher than a Toblerone.
Oh, you don't have to do
you
that.
You Daisy, I'll get... there'll be some Swiss chocolate there at the airport. I'll get you something that's two for the price of one. And I have been before to Switzerland. Phoebe went to this school and they had a sort of sister school in Switzerland.
I had loads of
money back then, yeah.
Wow.
So you're back now, back.
Do you remember... Sorry, you've just triggered there a kind of thing about Swiss finishing schools. I wonder if they still exist. Wouldn't that be interesting?
I'm not sure they exist in this sort of old-fashioned way, but I think they might exist in a sort of a pretend modern way that isn't actually
like
that modern.
Thing, like courses or something.
Yeah, a posh cookery course. Like there's that one in Ireland, Ballymallow or something.
Oh, that's right.
And they just cook everything with butter. Just put some butter. Roll it in butter.
Do you think we're too old for finishing schools?
I think it would be
it's a bit late, isn't it?
Didn't one of the fat ladies? Or what? Wasn't there a programme?
On
the television.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was. It was one of those silly formats.
Enjoyed. And tattooed girls and they made ladies out of them.
I know.
Oh, the good old days. But yeah, you've just kind of triggered a sort of childhood reading thing of boarding schools in Switzerland or...
Yes.
There was one and I can't remember.
It wasn't quite Heidi.
No, Heidi used to get my nerves. But I think, was there someone called Angela Brazil who wrote...
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I'll have to do a bit of research. There'll be people screaming at the radio. Not that we're on the radio, but sometimes we pretend. Sometimes we pretend we've got a proper job on the radio and this is Radio 4, but it isn't. Listen, Judith, you got back straight into reality.
Oh,
what are your abiding memories of your holiday before they fade completely your suntan?
Honestly, so fleeting now. So very fleeting. But the sunshine, you know, it's gone and it's gone, hasn't it? You know what I mean? And then it comes back and it's such a relief. It was very nice to be in the sunshine. But I was straight into a really busy week. I've done quite a lot of travelling, but straight into twin care. And you know what? The twins were quite
were they off
you? With us.
Yeah,
they were off
they
us.
Were they distant? Did they look as if to say, well, who are you?
Exactly. Yeah. They were just like that. Do you know, we hadn't seen them for a week and you'd have thought that we'd never met them. It was like really...
Were you expecting a kind of a reunion with huggings?
Of course
and
I
clutchings.
Was. Of course I was. Yeah. Didn't even get a smile from either of them. But Mike worked out... Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But Mike worked out that a week at their age... now, I think I understand what he means. A week at their age is the equivalent
like a year for a 76-year-old. Yes, I get it. I get it. I mean, the thing is, we sort of rely on Mike for these kind of sums that he does. I mean, occasionally he lets us down, as in the Hypochondriac's Corner algorithm, but we sorted that out. But I think Mike is right. I think that a week is a long time for a toddler. So, yes, well, I've been on Arlo duty. We did our singing class again. He did his wandering off and pretending that he wasn't anything to do with me again.
Were you singing again?
I did Nana Baritone, and it was a teddy bear's picnic.
Oh, and, I love that.
I've already had a
teddy bear?
They supplied teddy bears. They're filthy, obviously. You know, there's a big sack of grubby teddy bears that they chuck into on the floor, and you know, every kid goes and grabs a teddy bear and then refuses to give it back. And all that sort of thing. And there were ears to wear. And Arlo put the ears on for a bit. And I thought, oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. And then, of course, he took them off. And then he wouldn't dress up in anything else. I wanted him in a tutu and he was refusing. I thought, don't come all like this on me already. Anyway, have you bought the twins a tea set yet?
No, I don't, haven't even thought of it. Has Arlo got one?
Well, there was one. What happened? There's a funny little thing that we go to in Brixton, and there's a stage that the children aren't meant to get onto, but obviously all of them just look at the stage all the time and thinking of ways how to get onto it. And they set up, it's a very sweet thing, they set up a sort of scene on the stage to go with the theme of the singing day.
Oh, yeah.
So they set up a teddy bear's picnic.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah. Anyway, at the end, all the kids were getting on stage, so I sort of gave Arlo a leg up onto the stage, and he was straight over to the tea set. And I thought, I'm going to get him a tea set, he loves this.
I did you have one? I loved my tea set. I loved it.
I'm trying to think if I had more than one. I think I had a china one. I think I had a really small, kind of scaled down size one that came in a sort of suitcasey little thing.
And I
think
suitcase. I had a suitcase. Oh,
do you remember?
I do, and I'm just suddenly remembering. I think I had several, and I can now picture the box with all the saucers in a row in little kind of slots.
Yes.
And the excitement of getting it all out. No, I loved my tea set.
China, but thick china, so it didn't break too easily.
Yes, yes.
You see, if you go on the internet, because I did this yesterday, I went on to the Amazon to have a look at one, and I put this on the Twitter because I thought, well, this is 2024, and people are still doing this, and it said girl's toy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
For a tea set.
Dear me.
I know.
So stupid.
I know. I know. Ridiculous. So anyway, I'm thinking about it, but I've just spent a lot of money on a holiday, so Arlo might have to wait. Now, hasn't it been Mike's birthday?
Yes. We had Mike's birthday. I made a Victoria sponge with the boys.
Oh, were they helpful?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Have you got those towers at your house?
Yes, Sienna's got two of them. The trouble is they're in bloody enormous things.
They're huge, aren't they?
Oh, God, they are. They dominate her kitchen terribly. They have a penny each. Eddie loves his
penny. Did you make those?
I did make them. Oh, I suppose I could make one for Arlo, really, couldn't I?
Well, I'm not sure he's a cook yet.
Well, he won't be long. Which,
well, no. I know. Remember who his nana is, though. I have had a couple of domestic.
I can see. We need to come on to this.
We'll come on to that. We will, Judy.
Yes. Yes. Right.
So, because Phoebe walked on those towers. It's a great big clonky thing, but it's very well made, and it's got a blackboard slotted into it.
That's clever.
All dissembles and becomes a little bench and desk.
Oh, that is... Oh, I wish we had those instead. Did you say dissembles? Is that a verb?
Dissemble. Ooh, you dissemble something. You assemble something, you dissemble it.
Bloody hell, Jenny. Yeah. Quite erudite, really, aren't you?
Well, someone that didn't do an English degree, like people I know, yes, I fucking am. Anyway, so you made a nice cake for Mike.
Yes. The boys like the jam in the middle. Yeah. Lots of jam everywhere. A lot of jam all over their faces, obviously. And I bought Mike, I think I do this every year, a shirt which I want him to wear, basically. A very nice...
Bowden?
Casual. No, not Bowden, no. From a local men's outfitter.
Oh, gosh. Are we talking Czech?
No, I don't. No, I've got. He's got too many check. I don't like that look anymore. Okay. No, bought him a nice sort of dark green with white buttons. I like shirts with white buttons. I think that's quite a nice look. I don't know whether Jeff would approve, because Jeff is a very stylish man.
Jeff is a difficult man.
Well, so
stylish
mine.
Stroke, aren't we all? Difficult. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have got him into a very dark green jumper.
Right.
But, I mean, he thinks that that is a blaze of colour.
Does it? Yes, he's quite... Yes, yes, he's a black and grey man, isn't he?
Yes, a black, grey, navy. And there's a little... I've made him... There's a little bit of green has crept in there, but, you know, and occasionally, you know, there'll be a flash of colour on a scarf, something like that. But he's not he's stylish, but he's not flamboyant. I think he could become a little bit more flamboyant. But anyway, did Mike like his shirt?
I think he did. Haven't seen him wearing it yet, but I think he did. Birthdays aren't really a huge deal, are they? I don't think they're a huge deal these days anymore, not unless it's half decade or the full decade. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we've done a lot of them. It's all a bit dull, isn't it? But okay, well, happy birthday to Mike. I should have messaged, but I forgot.
Oh, don't be so silly.
Belated. Now, listen. Talking about food, you made your cake for Mike for his birthday.
Yes. You've been cooking. Come on, you've been cooking.
Gigging. So we've swapped roles.
Haven't we?
If she's going to gig, I'm going to fucking bake. Yeah.
Well, I think gig is probably overstating it.
You did a talk.
I did a talk, Jenny.
Grange over Sands.
I know, it's a long way to go, isn't it? Yeah, I was booked to
do. Well, it's near the Lake District.
So on the edge of, but on that lovely bay. What's it called? Morecambe Bay, isn't
it? Morecambe Bay, yes.
Yes, and the train sort of chugs round it in a much duller than the Glacier Express sort of way, but a very lovely way. And Grange over Sands is very nice.
Which stop did you get off? Did you get off at Morecambe?
No, I got off at Grange over Sands, just walked over the road into my ruchy-roomed hotel.
Oh, it was very ruchy, wasn't it?
It was ruchy. It was quite dated, but I was there on my own, obviously.
It doesn't matter. When you're on your own, you've got a room to yourself. And there was a bath in the room. Aren't people funny about baths in bedrooms?
Quite snooty, and actually, I'm all for.
I'm all for.
Yes.
I'm for. We're not again. We're not again. We're for the bath in the bedroom. I would love a bath in my bedroom. I really would. I mean, people go, it's all soggy. Don't do this. Don't do that. Whenever I've been to a hotel and it's had a bath in the bedroom, there's not been a whiff of damp. There's not been anything. They know what they're doing.
You don't have them unless
the room will take it. But I can't think of anything nicer than to get out of your bed, slip into the bath.
Yes.
And then at the other end of the day, slip out of the bath and into bed.
Exactly.
All clean. You never have to change your sheets ever, 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 because you are absolutely...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I see what
you're
you mean.
You're squeaky clean.
Yes. Very logical. No, it was...
So you had a night... did you go up on the Monday or did you go up on the Tuesday?
No, I went up on the day of the talk. They wanted an hour's talk, Jenny.
Yeah,
that's a long time. I mean, you know what I mean? That's quite grown up, isn't it? It's not like...
An hour's talk straight through is a long time.
It is.
Especially for an ageing audience. And I'm not casting aspersions, but I'm presuming... They were of an age.
Obviously. But also, it was 7:15, you see. I thought, will they have had their tea or won't they have had their tea?
What about you? Did you eat before?
It was a difficult one, Jenny. I had
my stomach. Yes, a light snack and then look forward to something afterwards at the hotel.
In the room.
Room service. Did you do room service in the room?
I had a very nice cauliflower steak. Amongst all the flounces.
That's a very modern menu, isn't it?
Well,
don't associate a cauliflower steak with a flounce.
You don't, actually. The two very, very rarely come together in the same sentence. But it was very nice. And it was obviously, I don't know what they call it, flame-baked or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's made
char-grilled. Char-grilled.
Yes, I think char-grilled. But I've been thinking about it a lot and how I might recreate it. I don't think it's going to be that easy. But I wonder if it's an air fryer. I kind of hope not.
I don't know whether an air fryer will char grill.
I don't know. I mean, the owls will tell us, I'm sure.
I mean, could you be asked to air fry something and then grill it so it gets nice?
Oh, no, definitely not.
No, that's ridiculous.
What
was it on? I'm going to guess. Was it poo lentils?
Oh, do you know, you could have been there. You sure you weren't? Yes, I think it was
lentils. If you look behind those ruched curtains... Boom! It was... I was just waiting. Right, so a poo lentil base.
A poo lentil and aubergine base. Oh, nice. With a tahini... kind of ring round it.
Yeah, yeah, ring round it. To make it a bit sort of slobbery.
Yes, yes.
Slobbery, not a good adjective, but I know.
No,
moistening.
Moist.
Moist. Yeah, very nice.
Moist. And then, but the reason I ordered it in the first place is that it came with a slaw.
Oh.
On the side.
There winter slaw, go. Summer slaw, spring slaw.
Oh, a winter slaw. A winter
pink
slaw.
Pink slaw. White slaw. Green
red,
slaw.
Red and white slaw.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Very lovely, you see. That's a nice evening was had. Anyway, I think I went down.
Did you
all
have
right.
a glass of wine?
Of course I had a glass of wine. Thought of you.
Did you just have the one? Because you know what you can be like sometimes when you get a little bit of the adrenaline, post-gig adrenaline. Next thing you know, you're pissed out your head, you're puking in the bath.
I could have got a second, but I didn't. But you know, the awful thing about this talk is two things. I did visuals for the first time, so I did a fucking PowerPoint. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Never done that before. Got there, and all sorts of palaver with me, you know, about to borrow a next slide, please, doobry thing, and all sorts. Anyway, plugged it in and put the first visual up on this massive screen.
Yeah.
And over every single visual was this sort of writing that said, you know, like the template that you kind of type into, oh, and then it was all over. I thought, oh, my God. Oh, came out in a right sweat. But yeah. This wonderful bloke who'd come in a little bit early said, "Oh, I think I know how to sort that out. Just press one button and it all
fucking
went."
Hell.
Thank God. Could have kissed him.
God. Did you kiss him?
Trouble,
did you kiss him? Did you kiss him?
No,
did you kiss him?
No, I think his wife is there. They're all very well turned out, actually. But the president, right, who had a badge and everything, had a badge.
Yeah.
And he said...
Oh, is this the WI of Grange Over Sands? No.
No, it's called the Grange Over Sands Lecture Society. And they do...
That's hilarious.
Six... I know, they expect a lecture. I mean, God, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway. So he said... Because there was no clock. I couldn't see the clock. So I said, "Will you tell me when we're halfway through?" And he said, "I tell you what, I'll give you an owl..." So he did
is
that thing.
Hilarious.
So I kept looking over at him thinking, Jesus Christ, am I not even halfway through? Oh, bloody hell.
You are allowed to look at your watch, Judith. You are allowed.
I was all a bit sort of, to look at my watch. Anyway, nothing. And eventually I looked at him. He had this great big yawn and he'd forgotten. He'd just
a yawn in your
forgotten.
Face. That's do you remember when I was giving a talk at my sister-in-law's school and a teenage boy yawned in my face and I called him a cunt and it was very, very awkward because it was a very posh school. My sister's just come in. Oh, look, Sarah. Hello, Sarah. She's cycled all the way over from her boyfriend's house. She's going to be very quiet, but she's sounding quite tense. What's all that pile of stuff on? Is that from Waitrose? She's got the swimmers coming for dinner tomorrow. How many swimmers, Sarah?
Including some spares, there are 19.
19 swimmers.
You're joking.
She's got 19 swimmers coming round
here.
Oh,
my God, that's a lot of carbs.
I think my sister's still the only woman in the world who soaks kidney beans. I've seen your fridge. I've been in your fridge.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Listen, I just on the cooking front, right, because you've had your delicious... Funny enough, we're going to double up on the cauliflower.
Oh, yes, your cauliflower cheese.
Well, last week, Judith, I bought some cauliflower cheese from a supermarket I shan't name in case they ever want to sponsor us. And there was barely anything in it. I mean, literally, barely anything in it. She's
skimpy,
mumbling
was
under
it?
Yeah, skimpy, skimpy. So, oh, fuck this. Right. I'm going to make my own.
Did she?
Bought a cauliflower, yeah. And it turned out it was a bit bigger than I was expecting.
They are big buggers, aren't they?
Yeah. Go on.
You made a lot then.
I think it was for six, Judith. That's so it. I did that, and that was incredibly successful, may I just say.
It looked gorgeous. I saw the before and after.
Yeah,
before
it went into the oven. It looked like the tops of my legs. The raw cauliflower cheese looked like the tops of my legs.
And then when it came out, it had that lovely crusty top. Yeah. Do you put grated cheddar on the top? When you've put it, you know, when you've kind of assembled it, do you then put a layer of...
There were just some bits left. I just put that, not too much more, because I thought, well, there's a lot of cheese gone into this. We don't need to go mad.
Well.
The other thing I made, Judith, was some success, but Jeff kind of let me down as my sous chef. And it was Ben from Bracknell's flapjack recipe.
That sounds like a brand, Ben from Bracknell's
Ben
flapjack
from
recipe.
From Bracknell. Well, I think he could definitely start.
He's an owl, isn't
he's
he?
He's an owl, yeah. Ben, I said, well, last week I said my flapjack was greasy bottomed, so he sent me a... sorry, I don't know whether you can hear my sister. She's just doing a sort of slight running commentary all the way through.
Yes,
she
I
said, I'll be
her.
Quiet. And her sister...
I can't hear her.
And it was much less greasy, much thicker. I also got a cake tin from Amazon.
You got a cake tin?
Because I didn't have one. Yeah.
My God, you really, really are. You're coming over to my side, aren't you?
No.
You're right. Sorry.
I just thought I'll dip my toe into this water this week.
And was it good, your flapjack? Was it nice?
Well, Jeff let me down because I said to him, 175, Jeff, 175 degrees.
Yeah.
They put it on 200, so the top caught.
Oh, yeah, and that's quite bad for your teeth, isn't it, then? It becomes quite a challenge, I think.
Yeah, yeah, and he insisted I put some sultanas or raisins that we found in a very old jam jar, and
they
exploded and went very bitter. But yeah. So you had to pick off the burnt bits and you had to get rid of the exploded fruit.
Okay.
And once you'd got rid of all that, it was quite nice. And I tell you, I gave some to Jeff on a plate.
Yeah.
Arlo was sitting on Jeff's knee and he took some of it off Jeff's plate. I thought I would burst with pride.
Yeah.
Right. So where are we? I'm looking at our notes now.
Okay.
Oh yes. Well, you started. Go on. Your turn.
Actually, I tell you what. There's two things that we need to mention in terms of our sort of notice board thing.
Yes.
One thing is that we've got. Do you know you and I are on stage next week again? It's next Sunday, isn't it?
Well, it's not this Sunday, is it?
No, I know, but no. But it's bloody close.
It's the 18th. Daisy. Daisy's just instructed
Daisy.
Us. Thank God she's there.
Yes.
The 18th at the Tabard in Chiswick. But sadly, we couldn't get an afternoon slot. So it is a 7 p.m. showtime.
But you'll still be out
by 8:45 at the very latest.
Yes, promise. That's a promise.
Yeah,
and
you will miss Pottery Throwdown, but it will be on catch-up by the time you get home.
Yeah, don't start putting them off.
No, I know, but I think we've just got to be honest here. We've got to manage expectations, including my own, Judith, because I'm doing the sums in my head. I'm thinking, okay, 8:45, get home, 9:45. Yeah, I can do an hour watching Pottery Throwdown with a very big glass of wine. Fine.
Indeed. Yeah. So, yes, there are some tickets left for that, and it's the Tabard in Chiswick, and the tickets are £12 each. And Liz Morgan, one of the owls, one of our lovely, lovely owls, can't go because her dog has just had an operation. And she's got a ticket to give away, actually, if anybody wants to get hold of us and we can.
Yeah, but how do we do that? How are we going to organise that?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Email in. First person to email in, and then we'll get on to Liz and we'll sort it all out. Okay.
Yeah. Olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
Olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
I beat you to it this week.
Yeah. Judith, the other thing that you've taken it upon yourself to do is to open up a new Facebook page.
Oh,
I thought we already had one.
No, not really. We didn't have one. It took me ages to do it. I've had 2 one-to-one sessions with Ellen. Very quite bad-tempered Ellen showing me how to do it. But yeah, finally done it. And I think we've got... So what would be really good is if we put the Instagram notice board on Facebook as well, because lots of people aren't on Instagram, but they're on Facebook. I know you're not, but I am sort of. And I am now. And so I'm in charge of this notice board.
Are you checking every day? Are you checking how many followers we've
quickly,
got?
Quickly, yes. I think we've got about 650 already. However, what I need to do is...
Oh, dear.
What?
No, it's fine. It's good. It's good. It's fine.
Give me a chance. Give me a chance. Lots of people still do Facebook and prefer it to Twitter or whatever it's called. Anyway, and Instagram. And, that made me sound really old, that, didn't it?
Yeah.
It did a bit anyway. So, but I need an owl, ideally, to try and to tell me how
it's
I
It's really can... easy, though. You know the little arrow? You just send it to Facebook. But if I send it, it goes to my Facebook account, which is dormant.
You've worked out how to do it. So I'm trying to copy everything that we put on Instagram notice board to the Facebook notice board. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yes, but it's too boring to include this conversation on our hilarious podcast. Okay. So I'm really sorry, Judith, right. But 1, 2, 3.
Well, you never know.
Are you accepting Snorlaw?
I am accepting, actually. Okay, I am accepting Snorlaw, but if anybody could help
me
out of this...
We need a step-by-step instruction to cut out and keep. But I'm not going to do it because I'm not doing Facebook. Okay, Culture Corner. Well, talking about Culture Corner. Oh, did you hear my daughter? I heard my daughter. My daughter was on front row. It's really...
Very clever girl,
she was clever,
she?
Wasn't she clever?
She's clever.
She has a rush of blood to her head sometimes and comes across all clever.
Well,
and then it all goes.
She's a bright girl.
Well, she has elements of bright and then she's as daft as a brush.
Oh, well, we all are, though. You must be incredibly proud. I was incredibly proud for you. She's brilliant.
I get very tense when I listen to Phoebe on radio programmes and stuff like that. And I can only listen to her by myself. So Jeff always listens in one room and I listen in another.
Really?
And then we start going, isn't she marvellous? Isn't she marvellous? I cannot share the experience at all. I just have to be by myself.
Because you're
so
tense.
This was her talking about Shed, which opens tomorrow for previews.
It's tomorrow.
So if you've got preview tickets, just understand they're preview tickets and they're cheap for a reason. And she's gone up to Manchester to do the tech today. So that's going to be a long day.
So
and she's full of cold. I'm full of cold. Everyone's full of cold. But anyway, I'm very sweaty palmed about it. I really, really am.
When will you see it, Jenny?
Well, I'm not going to see it unless I sort of have a nip up for the day. But I'm going to see it the day before we do the Salford Lowry on its last night on the 2nd of March.
On its last night,
gosh. Yeah, because it's only doing 3 weeks. It's not a big long run at all or anything.
Right.
So, anyway, there we go. Idea of her being criticised or anything just makes me want to go out fighting, though. It's sort of it's so worrying and upsetting, but we've all got to get used to it. I found some stinking reviews from my past quite recently that, honestly, no reviewer now would ever write about a female comic on stage. They just would not do it. There would be an outcry. So that's what all I'm going to say about that. So Culture Corner, Judith, hold my hand. Let me take you there. What have you been, seen and done?
Well, on Mike's birthday, we went to the cinema. Ooh. And we saw that film with the wonderful Andrew Scott in this film, which is being very, very, very well sort of received, called All of Us Strangers. And it's a really beautiful film about a love story, really, between two men. But there's a sort of big backstory about what happened to, you know, Andrew Scott's character and why there's a sort of sadness about him. And so it's a really sad film.
Are they gay lovers?
Yeah, they're gay. They're gay. And, there is some quite graphic sort of gay sex scenes, but in a way that is very lovely and very romantic and very... You know, it's a beautiful love story with a terribly, terribly, terribly sad kind of subtext and end. Beautifully acted.
Marks out of 10, Judith? Marks out of 10?
7.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, we're quite hard to please, aren't we?
We're really hard
to please.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you were quite bigging that up and I thought, God, it's going to get an 8, and that's rare from us.
Well,
I haven't seen a film this week, but we think that we might go and see Zone of Interest tomorrow.
What's that?
I don't think it's one that we will enjoy necessarily. It's based on a Martin Amis book and it's about the lives of a family This sounds awful, who live next door to Auschwitz. But it's getting 5-star reviews.
Oh, yes, I've seen the... Yes, I would like to see that too.
Yeah, yes. And I think it looks like it's been beautifully done. And Jeff used to work with the father of the director, who's a guy called Stan Glazer at the TV Times. And Jeff was very, very fond of him. So, you know, it's sort of, he wants to go and see it because of the Stan connection, as well as the fact that it is getting... But I think it is going to be gruesome, and I think it's going to be very upsetting. And, I there's a bit of me that goes, why are we going to see something that we know is going to really upset us? But I am intrigued.
Oh, yes, I think... I would like to go and see that too, because that juxtaposition of
sort of domestic fragrant idyll.
Yeah. Like, exactly, with what was obviously happening
over the wall. Yeah.
Over the wall.
So,
oh my God.
That's possibly for tomorrow or sometime over the weekend.
Okay.
We did last week go and see an art exhibition called Cute, which has been getting decent reviews, and I didn't think it was as good as it could have been. It's at Somerset House and it's £14. It's about the cult of cute. It's about almost the fetishism of cute, and I found it rather sinister, actually, because I find an overload of Hello Kitty kind of makes me feel a little bit wary.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah,
there are a lot of young people now who are not dealing with real life and are withdrawing into this kind of comic book fantasy, cutesy, sort of slightly prepubescent, girly world. And you just think, I'm not sure this is very healthy. And I don't think it looked back at cute in a very academic way. It concentrated very much on, the last 30 years or whatever.
Right.
And I thought, oh no, surely the roots of cute go back to, a long 70s, probably 18th century, and then definitely the 1970s with those big-eyed paintings that were popular.
Oh,
that
God,
people,
yes.
You know, so it just, I felt it was a limited exhibition and there weren't very many people our age there. But weirdly, underneath the exhibition, and free on top of it, you just go down some stairs into this little bunker place, and behind some glass is this beautiful Admiralty barge, and you just go, oh, this is just the contrast of these two worlds.
An Admiralty barge. What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's like the king. Do you remember when the queen was alive? The Elizabeth and Philip, and when it was their coronation or something, they came down on a barge.
Yes.
But it wasn't that one, but it was similar to that. And they're actually tiny, and they've got a little golden carriage on the top.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Wow. Oh yes, I
put it on the notice board, Judith. I put it, but you never look at my stuff on the notice board.
It comes through. For ages.
Okay, well, listen, so that's what I did with my Culture Corner last week.
Okay.
TV.
TV. Well, I saw, because people have been raving about it, the Sheila Hancock interview, and it wasn't a sort of my cultural life, but it was a similar thing to that. It was a really classy one-to-one interview. And she's just amazing. I mean, she is amazing, isn't she?
She talks
a lot about the war and about just her life experiences and her sort of politics to some extent. But it's good. It's really good. Do you know her?
I've worked with her a couple of times. Just a Minute, when I used to do Just a Minute, when Nicholas was alive, and she was on it a few times. And yeah, she was just incredibly classy and beautifully dressed.
Yes, she had. And it's interesting, isn't it, for a woman of her age? She sort of had a kind of COS outfit on.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
and lovely big sort of chunky trainers.
Yeah.
And
She's got style.
She's always done something very good with her hair, hasn't she?
She's got good hair. She can have a good bob, or she can have it sort of pixie.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's got good bones.
She has. Oh, I must just tell you something about Sheila Hancock. It's just come back to me. She was in Grumpy Old Women, and I interviewed her lots of times. And at one point off camera, I said to her something about the kind of comedy glue in the middle where I, played the every woman. And she said, oh, yes. She said, oh, who is that woman? She's quite irksome, isn't she? I didn't say it was me.
Didn't you? You should have done. I'd love to have seen how she wriggled out of that. That would be really funny. What have I watched on the Criminal Record? Yes. I get a bit confused about when they dropped the new episodes. Yes. Pottery Throwdown, Top Cast. It's a really brilliant series. I do recommend if you haven't watched that. Masters of the Sky, big tick, but it needs to watch getting a bit samey.
We've only watched 1.5 on your recommendation. Loving it, though.
It is exciting, isn't it? I mean, those battles in the sky. Do you see what I mean about the flak?
Yes. I Googled it and I wasn't sure quite that I'd really understood what it is, but presumably the enemy were throwing up this stuff.
I think it's just the outcome of the bombings, isn't it? Isn't it just the sort of shit that comes off explosions?
Oh, possibly, but oh my God, and you just think the courage of those men, the courage!
I know.
To go up there and to do that, and the sickness, you know, the air sickness they had to put up with, and the discomfort, and that poor bloke that they obviously lowered down into the hole where the bombers went.
I don't know,
to kind of lower them down. Just sort of with his legs open, sort of, you know, open to the air. Unbelievable. And that guy that played Elvis, he's sexy, isn't he?
Yeah, it's a shame that they've got to wear those masks in the sky because you can't see their faces very well. We've had a few comments saying that. But, you know, they do have to be a little bit historically accurate whilst making this series. I mean, it would be ludicrous for them to be up in those aeroplanes without wearing their goggles,
I probably wouldn't have noticed, but yes, you're probably right. But it's a good recommendation. It's a great series. I'm enjoying that very much.
Good. Anything else that you want to recommend on the telly front, Judith?
Well, only the Michael McIntyre Big Show. I mean, it's just like shiny floor, big entertainment show, huge budget. It's very good. It's just very good.
Is that on BBC?
Yes, it's BBC, and it's the one.
I'm surprised
Michael
they can
McIntyre.
Afford it because television is just on its knees at the moment. Nobody's got any money. Anyway, books, Judith.
I'm still on the same two, I'm afraid, but I'm still really enjoying Tiny Sunbirds Far Away by Christy Watson. And I'm also still listening to The Mother I Could Have Been by Kerry Fisher that Ellen has recommended. Both very, very different. Right. But I've been busy, actually. Me too, Judith.
But I'm still on the same as last week. I'm still enjoying The Heart's Invisible Furies, but it has taken a sort of grown-up turn now. And he's in Amsterdam now, and I've had to accept the gear change. Also on a new Agatha Christie. We're on Murder at the Vicarage. I think The Moving Finger, which we finished last week, was very good indeed. I have underestimated the Marples. That's all I'm going to say. Shall we move now, Judith, to emails?
Yes, quite a lot of emails now. You thanked Ben from Bracknell for his flapjack recipe. Did you notice that there were a few suggestions of stylish pill boxes?
Thank you very much, everybody, for sending us your pictures of Amazon pill box carriers. Yes. There was one from someone said we might be able to fit a king prawn in each slot instead. I quite like that, but you mustn't forget. You don't want to forget that by Friday there's a king prawn being rotting away in your pill box.
They know us well, though,
Monday.
Don't they? They do know us well.
There was an email from Jan who copied your sofa from Sofa Sofa.
Yes.
She got a sofa from Sofa Sofa. She likes a sofa from Sofa Sofa. Yes, there used to be a great Harry Hill routine. You know those shops that you always see sort of in Croydon, places like that? And it's called Beds, Beds, Beds.
Oh, yes.
And then he said, there's a shop called Beds, Beds, Beds. And then another bed shop opened next door to him. It was called Beds, 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 Beds. And another shop opened next door. It just went on and on and on and on. And at first I sort of stop this nonsense. And then by the 10th time, he was just going to say beds 100 times. It's really funny.
Anyway, there you go. Oh, I like Harry Hill. Yeah, who else? Yeah, come on, we've got a few
more. I'm
going
to say hello to Marion because she wants a mention. She tried to write some guff about waterproof socks to get our attention. But basically, she wants a mention because her younger sister Jill has had two.
Yes, well, fair enough. There you go. So you're evening the score. You're coming up with, fair dues.
You know, don't try and trick us into reading guff about waterproof socks. Marion, just when you're being a bit needy because your sister's had two mentions and you need to sort of...
Come straight out with it.
Yeah.
Did you see Vicky, 63 and 6 months, and she sent three photographs of her crocheted blankets and they are... I mean, I like a crocheted blanket in general. These
are very well done as well, aren't they? They're classy ones. Black background.
Stunning.
Yeah, definitely. Very nice. Well done, Vicky. Gold star work there. Yeah, yeah. And a book recommendation now sent in from Louise, who's only 32, so a youngster. And she has recommended for hypochondriacs A Fortunate Woman, a country doctor's story, top 10 bestseller, shortlisted for the Bailey Gifford Prize. Mm-hmm. Now, you know how snotty I am about writing.
We do.
I might have admitted this one. I might have just ignored it. But the Bailey Gifford, if something has been nominated for a Bailey Gifford, is that's big news. That's a prestigious prize.
Gosh, yes, so this sounds like a very strong recommendation, Louise.
Yeah, and it's her mum did the same role for over 30 years, equal amounts of happiness and heartbreak throughout, blah, blah.
Yeah,
a little bit different to most of the books you discuss on your pods. Maybe it won't be a cup of tea. Well, don't talk us out of it. Don't talk us out of it. But that is a country doctor's story. So,
yes.
There you go.
I want to mention Joe, 53 and 7 months, who says, I lost my mother and brother last year, and the podcast is the only thing that has made me laugh loud for a long time. She's also started crafting and went to a painting class with wine and produced a lovely hobby clap black and white watercolour for the first time.
Hobby well clap. Done, hobby clap to you, Joe. Yes. Well done.
Yes.
You've exhausted me, Judith. You've exhausted me now. I'm just a husk.
I need a husk.
You need to look. I need to discuss things with my sister.
Yes.
I need to have a look at what she's bought from Waitrose. I need to talk to her about what she's cooking for the 19 swimmers.
19 swimmers coming.
Wonder if she's doing a fish dish. I will love you and leave you. And we will speak again. Daisy will be with us next week, despite it being half term. I will not be going to my singing dancing class with Arlo because it's half term.
Oh,
which
if they
is when
stop
them,
don't they? Mother, it's annoying they stop them at half term.
This thing, us is when we need them more.
Exactly.
Anyway, listen, I might start my own class.
Oh, my God, Jenny.
Yeah, I might.
Please don't do that.
All right, then I won't. Okay, Judith, I'm committing to the end now. Goodbye, Judith. Goodbye, Daisy.
Goodbye, Jenny. Goodbye, owls.
Goodbye, everyone. Speak next week. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.